Hello and welcome to everyone. You, I hope, have the presentations in front of you, either in the hard form or on your screens. We'll be going over, and I'll be indicating pages to keep you au courant my remarks. On page two, let's start with an overview of Agora, the structure of 2006 revenues and profit by business lines. Year on year, there has been a material shift in revenue structure, with contributions from Gazeta and book collections declining and from other businesses growing. On the profit structure, the newspaper business, which includes internet as well as overhead costs, and outdoor are key contributors. As you can see, all businesses are profitable, with the exception of radio. On page three, our 2006 financial results suffered. Revenues were down 5.7%, while costs increased by 4%. In effect, operating EBITDA, which is EBITDA excluding non-cash cost of incentive plans, was down 40% to 151 million. Net profit was 94 million less than last year. On page four, we first look at the revenue side, and you will see that we had two adverse factors. Number one, we took 66 million less from Gazeta's circulation. In April, following the announcement that Springer's newspaper will sell at 1.50 zloty, we slashed Gazeta's cover price down to the same level, as well as lowering kiosk subscription price. This was a strategic decision aimed at protecting Gazeta's franchise in the long term. Our book collections, and that's the second factor, brought in 58 million less than in 2005, when we had two major hits, the encyclopedia and our travelogues. On the cost side, we spent more than the previous year on Gazeta's production and its marketing, necessary expenditures during competitive struggle with the new entrant. We also spent more money on Metro, circulation, promotion, and sales force, and on internet expansion, and invested money in the outdoor advertising network. On the increase in staff costs, which is also shown here, only a fraction, about a third, is the real increase in compensation. More than half of the total figure shown represents an increase in the non-cash expense of incentive plans, and the rest is a result of consolidation of more radio stations. On the other expense, also shown here as growing 9 million, 5 million represents restructuring provision. Now, on page six, what we want to show you is that the increased money spent on our businesses, whether in the form of decreased revenues or in the form of increased costs, yielded important dividends. And I want to mention a few of them. Number one, Gazeta's franchise remained unimpaired despite new entrants. In the fourth quarter, Gazeta, with 6 million readers, was the number one in the whole market, beating even the tabloid Fact in readership. Our circulation grew. In December, for example, we sold 77,000 copies more than a year earlier. And the strong market position was reflected in our advertising share, which was maintained at 41%. Two, in the fourth quarter, Metro, our free newspaper, became the number three most read newspaper in Poland, incidentally ahead of Dziennik, and the number one free national daily. In January 2007, our key competitor in this arena, the Swedish Metropol, bowed out of the Polish market. Our internet business launched a slew of new services and revamped key others, improving its market position and creating a healthy foundation for the ambitious growth which we envisage in the next 2 years. And finally, AMS grew revenues and margins, operating EBITDA margin, excluding non-cash cost of incentive comp, was 22%, and is a leader in modern panel development. Now, at the same time, We were clear that spending money on key franchises requires that we tighten our belt in other areas. In the second half of last year, we initiated a program designed to cut 35 million Polish zloty from our cost base. As shown on page 7, we focused heavily on overheads and corporate utilities, and in operating businesses on fixed costs. Now, we are showing you how the program worked and on what we saved money, but I also want to underscore that this does not mean that our expenses in 2007 will be 35 million lower than in 2006 for two reasons. One, early implementation of the program meant that some impact of it was already felt towards the end of 2006, and you can see it in the fourth quarter results. Two, and this is a much more important item, we are reinvesting money into operations. Accelerated investment in internet means that expenses as well as revenues will grow rapidly as we double the team. Metro needs to invest in generating advertising revenue. This means more pages, higher production costs, and more sales staff. AMS expense will grow as the network expands. We'll talk about it a little later. And finally, in Gazeta, you will see annualized cost of product changes, such as new TV guide introduced last year. Generally, we feel that at this point we have a pretty good handle on cost, but there are two risk factors which we have identified. One, there is a tremendous inflationary pressure on salaries in Poland. We are trying to withstand it, but it may come to bite us as well. And two, there is talk about another competitor entering the national daily market. If it happens, it may require maintaining high level of spending on our part. Now, on page 8, I want to turn firmly to what's ahead. Our job, the management's job, is clear. We need to rebuild revenue and profits. And the macro factors are in our favor. Polish economy is strong. GDP is expanding at a healthy rate. The consensus GDP growth in 2007 is 5%. The Commission, European Commission, is talking even about 6%. And as you can see in these charts, unemployment is declining, wages are up, and our own leading indicator, which is employment advertising, shows steady growth, signaling good times, good economic times ahead. On slide 9, as a sort of corollary to strong economy, we estimate that advertising spending will again grow at about 10% level. That's for the total market. Now, by segment, we expect that television will be the greatest beneficiary in volume. Internet will show the most rapid rate of growth. Print media, magazines, and newspapers will grow at lowest rates, each losing 1 point of total ad share of spend, advertising spend year on year, while radio and outdoor will grow at roughly market rates. I want to tell you how we arrived at these segment estimates. We made an assumption, which the market and time will verify, that clients will stick to TV and trim, therefore, expenditure on other media because, despite rate increases, TV continues to be inexpensive on reach per thousand basis. Now, on page 10, I want to touch, before I get to our line businesses, I want to talk about sort of overall factors which may affect 2007 financials. And you will note as I go through them that most of them are likely to contribute to pretty high quarter-on-quarter volatility. So expect a bit of a rough ride on quarter-to-quarter basis. Market factors worth mentioning are two. Number one, over the years, we see increasing advertising seasonality, particularly during the summer holiday period. There is the decline or the slowdown in the business is increasingly bigger. Secondly, newsprint prices went up worldwide, certainly in Europe. We nevertheless estimate that overall cost of materials for Agora will decline by 2% for two reasons. Number one, in 2007 we no longer have production costs of Nowy Dziennik. And number two, we have had various cost-saving programs which also will show an impact. But all of this is subject to FX rate. We assumed the rate of exchange for the year of 4 Polish zloty to a euro. Now, turning to internal factor, estimated non-cash cost of share-based compensation is going down to 28 million. It was 35 million in 2006. And it is not evenly distributed among quarters. In fact, the write-off in third quarter is negligible. Finally, I think it's worth keeping in mind a few statistical impacts when we get to quarterly results and start making year-on-year comparisons. Number one, cover price reduction was introduced in April of last year. So the first quarter revenue base will be higher than of the remaining quarters. Two, there's also an impact of Nowy Dzień in both revenue and cost base of first quarter of 2006. And finally, I know I've said it a million times already, I'll say it one more time, our book collections may further increase quarter-on-quarter volatility. Now to turn to our businesses, and I'm on page 11. Before we cover Agora newspapers, I want to touch on worldwide trends in this business. There has been much talk in the last few years about the approaching demise of newspapers, but the new hard data from the World Association of Newspapers belie this story. As we are showing in these charts here, worldwide, in the last 5 years, the total number of newspaper titles grew by 14%, with total circulations growing by 5% to 450 million copies sold daily to 104 billion newspaper readers. And the companies continue investing in the business, in innovation in this business. These trends are strongest in Asia, obviously, the market is less saturated there. Quite positive in Europe, including Western Europe, and least salient or not visible at all in North America. So I would venture a hypothesis that this is not a story of a dying business, but a story which says there is expansion where there is innovation. Which brings us on page 12 to Gazeta. As the dust settles over the battlefield, its strengths, I think, shine through. It is a powerful brand, thanks to the editorial prowess, and a powerful franchise. New competition notwithstanding, it is the most read newspaper in Poland, and its circulation is growing. And the gap between Gazeta and the next two competitors put together is broadening. By next two competitors, I of course mean Rzeczpospolita and Dziennik. As you very well know, this franchise rests on several strong fundamentals. In addition to what I mentioned already, it's combined national and local presence of both content and ads, promotional strategies, which I think we have honed to near perfection, and the breadth and innovation of advertising offers, in fact, together with the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal and other very respectable newspapers, we are finalists in a contest by International Newspaper Marketing Association regarding new advertising forms. This year, our job is to use these strengths to improve results of this business. As you know, high-paid circulation is the foundation of Gazeta's business model. Our objective, therefore, is to continue keeping a wide gap between Gazeta and its competitors while carefully managing marketing costs. We aim to improve revenues from circulation, and we are successfully experimenting with dual copy price strategies on the same day, which simply brings in higher circulation revenues. To protect advertising share, we are enhancing our offer. We have this year added stickers attached to the newspapers and transparent advertising covers, and leveraging synergies with Metro and online. All in all, we hope to make strides in closing the financial gap caused by the competitive battle of last year. Now, all of this is said without reckoning with the new Passauer title. There's simply too little information at this stage to speculate about its potential impact. On page 13, now that Metro beat the competition and has become a significant franchise, as I mentioned already, number three most read national daily in Poland, ahead of Dziennik, the key job is to monetize the position by growing advertising revenue, and this should lead us to achieving the objective of break-even next year. So there will be Metro will have more salespeople and more pages on which to place ads, both in Metro and in its supplements, which means production costs will go up, and more advertising forms for our clients. The other important thing is that Metropol's leaving will also give us an opportunity to improve distribution efficiency and to try to leverage this distribution for incremental revenues. On page 14, book collections have proven to be a solid contributor to revenues and a profitable business. We were first in this business in Poland, and I believe that we are well ahead of our competitors on the learning curve. Our objectives for this year are to at least maintain the scale of the business and to improve profitability margins. These collections are important to our readers. They are very actively participating in the creation, and with their input, we will go on designing new projects, leveraging not only Gazeta's brand, but also creating brand extensions in Agora's other media businesses. Now, Internet, I'm on page 15. Internet is a biggie for us. Much work went last year into expanding our offer. We have, thanks to that, 5 million users overall, the number one real estate portal, one of the two leading recruitment portals, and the number two community with 120,000 blogs. We are the number one newspaper online service, enhanced by 150 videos, including our own production per week. Let's move to page 16. Thanks to the expanded services, last year we grew both reach and online communities faster than the market leader, that means Onet. Also, our verticals, the portals, are growing rapidly ahead of the competitors in this area. Our objective, and that's the ambitious plan I mentioned earlier, is to become one of the top three internet players, Polish players, in reach and in ad share in 2 years. To reach the latter goal, we will need to triple our revenues in 2 years. And to do that, we will keep adding new services to broaden our reach, including audiovisual content. A big chunk of revenues will have to come from classifieds, where we aspire to be market leader in key categories as we keep expanding our portals. This year will be a year of intense development, which will increase operating expense. The scale, the revenues, will grow as well, but the dividend in the form of improved profit will be delayed till next year. On page 17, a couple of words about our outdoor advertising business, which is a solid contributor to both revenues and profits. To keep our leadership position and to grow revenues, we need to make sizable investments into a network of panels in line with evolving client needs and in order to successfully compete on the supply side. We expect to spend tens of millions of zloty in the next 2 to 3 years on premium panels, including city furniture, backlights, city scrolls, and on some experimentation with advanced outdoor advertising technologies. The process of network expansion causes cost increases, and this year our job is to be very mindful of the need to protect operating margins during expansion. Page 18, magazines are a smallish business, but are showing nice revenue and margin growth. The objectives for this year are simple. Number one, to cultivate the current portfolio on both copy sales and advertising side, and thus further improving financial results. And number two, to continue seeking growth through new title launches. Page 19, the radio business underwent major revamping over the last 2 years with a fundamental restructuring of local sales in 2006. The oldest brand is strong and profitable. Roxy, the new local brand, is making good strides. And our most difficult child, our news station, Talk FM, is now the leading news brand in Poland. So our key priority for this year is quite simple, to monetize the work of the last 2 years, which means to turn around the local business and to keep growing revenues on the news Talk FM station. Page 20, with the cost and competition under control, in second half of last year, we started shifting our attention back to growing top line and scale of Agora. In the process of analyzing of what needs to be done, our focus, as it were, shifted from medium and large acquisitions in the traditional media sectors. We are still interested in those, but that's a pretty tough row to hoe. We shifted our attention to a more fundamental analysis of our strengths, our equities, and how to leverage them in the context of technological changes in media. In effect, we filled our project pipeline with scores of smaller projects, small and medium acquisitions, various partnerships and joint ventures, greenfield projects combined with acquisitions to gain talent, etc., etc. They have various objectives, from enhancing revenues in core businesses, for example, more brand enhancements a la book collections, to using various corporate and external resources to expand our online business, to finally to entering new related activities on and offline. We want to be able to expand services to current customers, to gain new clients, and where possible and sensible, to take services in which we excel, such as classifieds, for example, to new markets. So, as I said, we have not given up our interest in larger acquisitions, but we now have sort of augmented this with this long list of smaller projects. Therefore, expect a flow, to the extent that we are successful, of course, to a flow of smaller announcements, and we believe that the accretion would grow this year into a solid foundation for future revenue and profit expansion. That covers my sort of quick report on review of last year and preview of this year. And Pat, I am ready to take questions.